Okay, so I've been watching a bit of the conversation going on about how I got into this and all sorts of things. So I'm going to explain it and I'm going to be try and be quick. As you know, when I say quick, it's usually my things go forever. Okay, so basically, I come from Venus. Okay, my consciousness, my spirit, my mind, my knowledge, everything comes from Venus. And I was born into a human body. I was implanted into my mum's stomach by the Secret Space Program for this purpose. So I was actually born to talk about the med beds and get the healing centers and all started. I didn't just fall into it. I haven't been through MK Ultra, none of that. I'm not one of the taken ones as such. So I haven't been tortured or mind wiped, memory wiped, all that sort of stuff. It's nothing like that. I had a pretty easy upbringing, riding horses, training, competing all over Australia, and nursing. I rode a lot of race horses. That was my first job as a jockey, and got severely injured and couldn't do that anymore. So then I went into nursing at my surgeon's advice, so that I could still use my shoulder to a certain point, instead of just doing physio and sort of those sorts of things. And then the nursing got too hard, shoulder pain, wanting to commit suicide every day, wishing I didn't wake up, absolute nightmare because of excruciating 24/7 pain. And then spirit came into my life, and then I began doing readings and learning about spirit and doing healings and traveling around Australia doing classes and workshops and platform demonstrations. Also, radio interviews. I've been on TV, I've had news articles done, all sorts of different things. I haven't just fallen into it, kind of thing. I spent 10, 11 years of perfecting my telepathic ability and learning about the spirit world, dimensions, where I came from, all sorts of things, while learning and understanding that I was part of the Secret Space Program. I do have another life, which, from what I found out today, I'm also currently doing a 20 and back. Kinda. It is the 20 and back, but I'm not part of the 20 and back program. I'm kind of on loan from the Venusians for this purpose of assisting the cleansing of Earth. So at the moment, I'm sitting here under a tree at a motel in southwest Sydney. At the same time, I'm also piloting a ship, which is stationed just outside Earth's atmosphere. Currently, I am above Switzerland. Currently above, looking straight down at Switzerland, Sweden, that part of the Switzerland, that part of Europe, those countries. So a lot of people say that you can't trust someone who just channels and all of this, but use your discretion. If you don't want to trust me, that is fine. Okay, that's fine. I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm just somebody who has information. That's it. I'm no one special. I haven't been handpicked. Okay, I volunteered from Venus. I'm on loan from Venus to do this. Okay, I haven't been picked out. I haven't caught the attention of anybody. I came into this lifetime for this purpose, to be part of the Secret Space Program and to set up healing centers and guide humanity with the med beds and the advanced technology that we're about to be blessed with. So yes, that's my story. I'm a very dull, boring person. I just happen to have information that not too many on the planet have. So yeah, many people have said to me, how can you be homeless and have, these ties, and with the Alliance and with the Secret Space Program, you come from Venus, how can you be homeless? Well, I also chose to experience a 3D life from a 5D perspective. And being homeless and having information and going through all the dramas that everybody goes through is part of my soul's plan. So it's not as though I'm someone like Nikola Tesla or, all those sorts of Venusian people and all that that come and have the most wonderful life. Everybody that chooses to come into a 3D environment, also takes the good with the bad. we all go through issues and uncertainties and the emotions. It's part of our development as well. So for, you know, for some people to say you're a scammer because you claim to be homeless, yet you also claim to have this knowledge. Well, I'm still living a 3D life. Okay, I'm still going through everything. And just like you do, just like everybody else, I'm no one special, okay? Please don't think that I've been picked, okay? I was born to do this, like you were born to set up your healing center, like you were born to have kids. You were born to be an artist. You were born to be an athlete. You're born to be a doctor. You're born to be a mechanic. Okay, I was born to give information. That's what I'm here for. Okay, so I hope this clears some things up. But yeah, no MK Ultra, nothing like that. Okay, the people who are chosen from a young age that do get the attention of the SSP and those sorts of things, some of them, a lot of them actually, did go through MK Ultra, which they do not do anymore. They haven't done for quite some time. Instead, the MK Ultra is global, as we're seeing now with the pandemic. Okay, so they're nothing like that. All right, that's just a little bit about me and my history. And moving forward, we're all going to move forward together. And let's get this done. And let's unify and help each other instead of helping ourselves. Help yourself first, of course. If you can't help yourself first, then you can't help each other. So get yourself set up and everything, and then and take a break. And then let's get these healing centers and med beds and all out to the public, and let's have a great time. Okay, the golden age is here. It's already started behind the scenes. We just have to make it public, and we're on the verge of doing that. We're right on the edge. Just one flip of the switch and everyone's life will change for the better. So keep the faith, hold the light, and enjoy, and remember, you matter. You matter or you wouldn't exist. You are important or you wouldn't be here. Simple as that. Everyone has a role to play, no matter how big or small. If you didn't, you wouldn't be here. It's that simple. Okay, so I hope that clears a few things up for you guys, and okay. I hate saying it, but love and light. Light meaning information, love mean procreation. So have fun.